Hello there and welcome. Today is Tuesday, January 31st, and this is VOA's International Edition. I'm Lori London in Washington. Coming up, the backlash continues over President Trump's immigration ban. While a number of Muslim advocacy groups across the country have been filing federal lawsuits claiming the executive order is unconstitutional, joining me now to get some understanding about all of this is Los Angeles-based immigration attorney Naveed Dayzad. Excuse me. Thanks for being with us, sir. What is your view on what's been happening as far as the law goes?
For all immigration applications, the executive order has mandated that the immigration services add a whole additional layer of screening that is not part of the statute or the immigration laws. And more specifically, it's asking that the officers that adjudicate all kinds of applications, whether it's application for a work visa or a fiancé visa or a green card based on employment or whatever it might be, that they have to evaluate the person's, quote, likelihood of becoming a positive contributing member of society and, quote, making a contribution to national interest.
Can you break that down as to what exactly you mean?
It's adding a whole new set of requirements to the immigration laws that actually need to be voted on and passed by Congress. And what Trump has tried to do is to add this very significant heightened scrutiny just with an executive action, requiring immigration officers that review any type of immigration application, whether it's an application package for a work visa or a fiancé, student, to now have this extra burden of having to show that they will be a positive contributing member of society and the ability to contribute to America's national interest. Now, both of these goals sound like good ones. However, we have seen already that these kinds of requirements are extremely subjective, and adjudicators, the immigration officers, can actually require a very high standard for someone to meet this. So as an example, they may be able to say, if you're not working on a cure for cancer, you're not serving our national interest, you're not contributing positively to our society, denied.
As someone who practices immigration law, would you say that this has issues with its constitutionality?
Yes, and a very basic one, and that is that the president does not have the power to create new laws. The president's executive power is to interpret and execute laws. Congress is a branch of the U.S. government that creates and passes substantive legal requirements.
Have there been any lawsuits filed for this specific part of the law?
I have not seen any yet. And that's probably because one of the other areas that we'll get to is a lot more urgent and time-sensitive. In fact, the court has said that the other area, which I'm referring to, is the ban against certain travelers to the United States, can cause irreparable harm if it's not stopped immediately.
But Donald Trump says this is not based on religion. Can it be legally proven otherwise and therefore unconstitutional?
For discrimination, you have to show that there's an intent to discriminate. And none of us have our x-ray vision or can tell exactly what's going on in someone's mind. So we look to circumstantial evidence. We look to what else is going on around the issue. And when Rudy Giuliani makes such a statement, that really does shed light as to the true intent of this executive order. Similarly, Donald Trump on the campaign trail said himself that we should ban all Muslims from entering the United States. Given his own blatant statements and this poorly crafted executive order from a legal perspective, it's clear that this is nothing more than a thinly veiled attempt to discriminate.
And lastly, is it unconstitutional to ban people from certain countries that you deem dangerous?
You know, there's an issue of due process and equal protection. And this is really one of our sacred values in our Constitution and in America. And this provision assures that at all levels of American government, the government will provide fair procedures. And what has happened with this ban on travelers from certain countries is absolutely not a fair procedure. What has happened is that there are immigrants who have been going through the government's own immigration process for 1 year, for 2 years, being vetted. I would say extreme vetting is what happens to many of these people. They've gotten to really the almost at the finish line. They're beyond the finish line, actually. They've gotten their visa and their passport, and they're on an airplane to come start their new lives here or be reunited with family. And at the 11th hour, they land at the airport, and now the U.S. government is saying, we are revoking these visas. What has happened here, I believe, is unconstitutional insofar as it does not meet the standard of due process. I should also mention, though, that when it comes to immigration matters, it's a little bit more difficult to prove that law is unconstitutional. The Constitution does give the president pretty wide power on immigration matters and in choosing who can enter the United States.
All right. Well, we appreciate your perspective. Los Angeles-based immigration attorney Navid Dayzad.